you know John Gomes?
Yes.
Ran in the primary against Mayor Ganim in Bridgeport. Primary night, he's up. Looks good.
Yep.
Gonna win. Absentee ballots come in. Pew, switches. Ganim in the lead by like 248 or something like that.
Yeah.
They're like, okay, we need to have this looked at.
And yeah.
There was some accusations and some videos of both sides maybe stuffing ballots. It goes to court. And then we have election night. Election night, Gomes was on the ballot as an independent. Ganim wins that election. I don't know if John Gomes says that he lost that election.
Right, right, right.
Hey, John?
Yes, sir.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for calling in.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm just recapping this whole long story of the drama of the primary.
Right.
So primary night, you're up. Absentee ballots come in. Ganim's up. You question this. Video comes out that both sides may have been stuffing ballots, whatever. There's a court case. And then election night, you're on as an independent, and Ganim wins that one.
Again, on absentee ballot.
Right. And so now a judge says, was it January 23rd you're going to have the new primary?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Very good.
Damn.
And the key thing with this now is the stipulations that have been put on the new primary in regards to absentee ballot.
What's this?
I mean, the key part of the new election is that there's several stipulations that have been put on as far as on the absentee ballot, the availability, serial numbers, and other things that makes more
accountable. Some safeguards.
Yeah, I think that's good. Yeah.
That's awesome. That's the key thing.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you remember making the promise to come to the toy drive on December 8th at 8:20.
Yeah, I remember.
Are you still coming?
Cool.
Yeah, I'll be there.
Okay.
Let me know what
you said yeah, no, no. Which one is it, or no?
That's a politician.
No, I'm there.
He's there.
All right.
I'm there.
Cool. Very good.
Let me know what I have to do.
Right.
Very good. So we picked a song for you and the mayor.
Yes.
Yes. This is going to be great.
Are you familiar with this song?
I'm familiar with the lyrics.
Nice.
Okay, very good.
Look at you.
I have to practice.
Nice.
You know this part, right? I got you, babe.
Yep.
I got you, babe.
Leave it up to you guys, right?
What are you saying?
Oh, he sounds happy.
Well, the nice thing is that some of these toys that we're collecting December 8th will be going right to Bridgeport and right to kids who need it.
Exactly.
So you're helping your community.
Yep.
Right. No, that's beautiful.
Here's the news that I don't know if you've gotten yet.
Uh-oh.
But we had the mayor on, and he says he wants to be Sonny.
Right. So at least
and you would be Cher.
Right.
As long as I don't have to put a costume on.
No. There's none of that.
No.
That gets us in all kinds of trouble.
It's not that kind of show.
Hey.
Hi.
So. They're secure.
Yeah, good for you.
Good. All right, cool. Very cool.
Yeah. And he said, you know, you're taller, so
yeah.
You should.
Technically, really, you should be Cher.
The mayor said you should be Cher.
Yeah.
So.
Like I said, only you guys, man.
That's right.
Yeah, he's Bono height.
How are you spending Thanksgiving, sir?
Around family, my daughter, granddaughter, and other family, some of the supporters in the campaign.
Great.
Nice.
And do you, when you, are you the person who prepares the turkey or are you an eater?
No, I come in, I eat.
Yeah, me too.
Gotcha. Who stuffs it?
Me too.
Sorry.
Yeah. I don't worry about that. I'll bring some wine and dessert.
Nice. Right. See?
That's
the important
right.
stuff.
Right. Do you eat the gizzards?
Actually, I eat everything. I mean.
Really?
Really?
I'll eat.
We got gizzards here for you.
I'm a chicken feet type of guy, so that tells you.
Oh, wow.
That is really intense.
Wow.
Wow. Wow.
Well, you know, Portugal, Cape Verde, traditions, you know some of that history.
I hear you. Wow.
What, are you Portuguese?
Well, Cape Verde was controlled by Portugal until 1975.
Gotcha.
So, you know, we were, you know.
So you know the cuisine. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Gotcha.
We're very familiar with the culture.
Nice.
I'm glad you gained independence so you don't have to eat chicken feet anymore.
Yeah.
Boy,
you're free.
Well, we're doing a turkey gizzard challenge here, and Vince has been eating turkey gizzards.
Yes.
Trying to, mostly.
Trying to.
It took me a whole traffic and weather break to actually get the rest of that piece down.
If you throw it in some batter and put some flour, it's really good. And fry it, it's good.
Yeah, I mean, you do that to anything, really, it tastes good. You get into a toenail, it tastes good.
Yeah, there's no seasoning, man. There's no salt. I think AJ literally microwaved this for me.
I didn't touch it. I just picked it up. That's it.
No, but he had the solution to this problem. See how fast he's a problem solver?
Yeah. Deep fry that sucker.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Fry
put some batter on it. Deep fry it.
Exactly.
There you go.
Yep.
Problem solved.
Makes life a lot easier.
Yeah.
Yep. You got to disguise it.
Nah, but I'm glad you guys are doing that for the kids. We've been doing some Thanksgiving, giving some turkey and some stuff. It's amazing to see sometimes what we have, and often you forget the hardships some people don't have. And
right.
It's good to put some sense of humor and bring some light.
Absolutely, yeah.
A lot of things that's going on around us, that if you stop, you just get really profound and deep into the thought that. But it's life.
Yeah. Thursday, was it Wednesday or Thursday? I was collecting food outside of Smile Dental.
Oh, Thursday, yeah.
Yeah, in Shelton. Then Friday in Wallingford. And
I'll make sure you tell already to bring all those businesses and bring some good quantity.
Yeah, absolutely. And the only other thing we didn't tell you about this toy drive.
Bro, you're setting this guy up so bad.
There's just one more thing.
One more thing.
And that is we just ask that you bring a new unwrapped toy to the event.
No problem. Actually, if you can't send me, if you could email or send us information so we could put it on the website.
Oh, great.
And our social media, and also ask people to donate.
I have a feeling there'll be a couple of television cameras there.
Yeah.
You know, because, you know why? Because this primary in Bridgeport, an election, was so just drama-filled.
Yes.
That the fact that the two of you would put all that aside to come on stage and do this for kids.
It's beautiful.
That's a beautiful holiday story.
And they want to see that.
It really
they want to see that.
Yeah.
Make sure you have some boxing gloves in the back.
That can be arranged, I think.
Okay, no problem.
Charity
if you'd
boxing?
Rather do that than sing a song, then we'll get the ring.
Maybe you, every time you
I
say,
can I, get you a ring.
Maybe every time you say, I got you, babe, you guys punch each other. I got you, babe. I got you, babe.
Yeah, that's the that part.
Percussion.
No,
I mean, if you guys were out in a restaurant or something, like, would you have a beer with the mayor?
No.
More of a martini guy?
No. You guys are beyond that point now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Especially after those videos.
So now what happens, let's just say whatever the result, let's just say the primary result, say it's close again. But you come up on the short end. Will you accept those results?
As long as I lose on the machines. And I think now, and the short answer, yes, because we would put the stipulation on the absentee ballot. And if the people come out and vote against me, since the beginning, I wouldn't be in this fight if I had lost on the machines.
Right.
Because that's a very open and direct vote by the people. But being that I lost for a combined 700 votes in both
the primary and the election.
Yeah.
That's the only reason I keep going, because, you know, we saw the video, we saw what going on behind the scene, and yet I won by 270 on the first primary, and then I win by 564 votes on the general. So if I had lost by the machine, I wouldn't be fighting this because the people would have, my interpretation would be that the people said, no, we don't want you.
Will you do something about absentee ballots should you win and you become mayor?
Actually, I'm in conversation and trying to get in touch with various mayors to propose a one standard policy across the cities, because right now Norwalk has it and they're very different than New Haven and us. Our policies, for example, right now they're saying, well, if you do five or more, you have to have a code or special number on it. That's actually a state law. It's just that here it hasn't been adhered to. So we really need the Secretary of the State to really be very strong on what has happened here in Bridgeport, because right now Bridgeport is being used as a mockery for voter fraud across the country, especially among the Republicans and so forth. And it's sad that from our town chair to many elected officials, now Democrats are not saying anything while the Republicans are being very vocal about it. So without a doubt, I will be very strong in unifying Norwalk, New Haven, Fairfield, you know, all these towns to speak, to have a meeting with the Secretary of the State and put a policy in place. And also the other thing that the problem here in Bridgeport is that political jobs, they're happening within, for example, the register officer, the town clerk. For example, if I bring my absentee ballot, the first person I'm seeing is the aunt or the cousin of the person that's in the other line that I'm running against. So there's no transparency. That's a big problem that we have here.
Feels weird.
Yeah.
Feels weird.
But without a doubt, I would definitely fight for you.
Not as weird as you and the mayor on stage singing I Got You, Babe, but
seriously,
that does feel weird.
Yes.
I got you, Babe.
He's already ready to go.
I'm warming up to this guy.
Nice.
I really appreciate you coming out to the toy drive. This event is near and dear to me.
You know what would kill it, though?
What's
you
that?
You know what would kill it?
What?
If you were to put a ballot box with a chain around it. I got you, babe. Meaning you can't put anything in there.
You should have two ballot boxes. Each one gets stuffed with toys by people who go, and then they can vote at Jordan's Furniture by putting a toy in the box.
Wow.
Let me stop.
Right, you're starting to have too much fun now.
Well, thank you for coming on.
Yes.
And thank you for being a man of your word. And we will see you on the 8th. And we'll send you some links and things and more information about the toy drive and the various nonprofits that benefit from it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
John Gomes. Okay. We're going to link up to all his stuff on the radio station website.